It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall. And now, our host of our weekly program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are at Hard Rock Live today, and we are taping this podcast on Wednesday, the 20th of July, and it's 9:08 right now. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi, joins us. Mayor Gilich had a pretty, how would you describe his presentation?
He did really well. He's a good speaker in the sense he walked around with a microphone in hand and addressed the audience, answered some questions. He did a great job.
And you know, one thing you have to realize, folks, that this is all extemporaneous, and it's really done. It's done very well.
He was sitting in his office yesterday making some notes, and he decided that he was going to speak just off the cuff to talk about what he thought was important to Biloxi. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us is the Honorable Mayor of Biloxi, Andrew Fofo Gilich. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What part of your presentation this morning do you think resonated the most with the people in the audience?
Well, I think Keesler, the excitement of Keesler, you know, hey, this is $5 million, as I call it, five super large coming our way to make this project happen. You know, the rest of the players, the actors, will not let that $5 million go without support. So we're going to make that happen. That gate will happen. And of course, the Gig City is really having we're getting traction on those things. We're meeting tomorrow with Umbrella Gaming, a mobile gaming development company, relocating from L.A. to Biloxi, Mississippi.
That's really huge, Vincent.
Yeah, but one of the things I wanted to ask you about, though, was something that you did early on, and it's a common thread with these two things, the Keesler Gate as well as the broadband, where you brought together a whole bunch of people.
We did. We did, you know, early on. Of course, the governor indicated that he was going to give us, you know, $5 million to get this ball game started with $10 million to follow. You know, we feel like we can get that whole coast-wide, uninterruptible, redundant, middle-mile ring to tied with the last mile by different competitors, AT&T, cable, rolling. But that's going to enable all these businesses and folks to tie in at those speeds you need. You know, one, you hear about the 100 megabyte is high speed. Well, that's minimal speed, you know, today. You know, Pokemon folks, you know, they were operating at 4 gigabit right now. You can see them all over the town. Mm-hmm. So 1 gigabit is more than reasonable, you know. So we got the conversation started, and those folks are reacting because they know, hey, you know, we want to be in front of the wave. We want to drop in on the wave, not be run over by the wave.
A lot of us look at you as the technology mayor, and there was the broadband initiative is indicative of that. But you had a guy yesterday at City Hall speaking to the city council, and Mayor, I got to tell you, it was amazing to me to hear that we're spending money, big money, on analog phones.
Well, yeah, and we're not like, you know, unlike anyone. I mean, you know, there's a lot of other folks that are just avoiding that. You know, it's almost like insurance. You want to avoid those conversations. Don't avoid it because you're going to get run over by it. Mm-hmm. Okay, literally, I think the numbers were, if you do nothing, we're paying $210,000 for the next, say, 5 years. With technology that if your phone breaks, you're going to throw it away because nobody will work on it. You know, you know, just in televisions and appliances. That's what we're facing right now. So we're going to actually use that same technology, the same company that has helped us with the technology implemented in the new Public Works building. No, it's 2-3 years old.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, with the Cisco, probably the premier, you know, hardware vendor as far as connectivity to, you know, the internet in the world, Cisco routers, you know, is what we're going to be using, coupled with Venture Technologies, which is a company that, again, will help us with actually implementing a system, not just, you know, 594 different people with, you know, a way to chain and link everything together subject-wise and you know, archive for 10 years. So it's a pretty cool concept.
The big thing I've always heard you say is you don't like the fact that everybody, say, working for the city has Microsoft Office in their individual computers.
Right.
You seem to be real big on the cloud.
Yeah, the cloud. It's called Microsoft Exchange Server. and we don't, you know, handle everyone's email and store it, everyone's email in one spot, not in each individual desktop. When you lose your desktop, what do you lose? All that history on your desktop. So we're going to have a system that's managed, and not only in one place. It's in the cloud. It happens to be one data center's in Jackson, the other one's in Colorado. But it's in the cloud, and it could be anywhere. We don't care, because that's what the speed of light helps us there. You know, so you can get anywhere.
The thing that I heard yesterday, though, is we're spending $17,500 a month right now on analog service. You want to spend that $17,500, actually less money, to get essentially for us would be state-of-the-art technology.
Well, I can't say it's state-of-the-art because next week state-of-the-art might change, but it's a lot.
Under that term, so aren't they going to keep up?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, we feel that the hardware that we're going to use to implement this state-of-the-art software and hardware will be upgradable with minimal cost, not major expenditures.
So it's been 1 year. This was your first. This was your first presentation as mayor, essentially here at Breakfast with the Mayor,
right,
and
right.
And so you've gone nowhere. You're right back.
I'm back here. 12 months later. I can't remember. I asked Jamie Miller whether I should tell this joke or not, but I don't think I heard the event as far as the shark fence. I didn't tell that joke this year or last year at this time. So he said you could have used it, but anyway, it is what it is.
Why don't you go ahead, since you've brought it up, go ahead and tell our podcast audience what the shark fence story is.
Well, about I think it's about 3 weeks or 4 weeks after becoming mayor, and you know, Fofo was everywhere and so forth, and you know, East Biloxi, the Point, and all that. Some lady, and I had I left my flip phone at home today, so. But anyway,
that's the technology, Mayor. But go ahead.
So I like to talk. I don't listen, and you know, if you call me, you know it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say hello. So I say hello. I'm right at my desk. I'm holding my phone in one hand, banging on the computer on the other. And this lady, provides some information. So, you know, I'm such and such. I'm from Point Cadet family. I used to live next door to your aunt's first cousin, once removed. 20 minutes into the conversation. I say, ma'am, I get it. You're from Biloxi like me. You're from East Biloxi like me. No Point like me. But how can I help you? So, well, I'm worried about the tourist. I said, well, I am too. But what do you mean? So, well, you know, it's about the time that the migration of sharks from Bahamas all the way up hit a few people in Fort Lauderdale about a year ago. Then there was a white shark, great white shark attack in the West Coast. So, says, I'm worried about the tourists getting eaten by sharks down here. I said, well. Again, trying to think on the fly, I said, Gulf of Mexico is a little bit different. We've got a lot of nutrients that are fed into the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi Sound, and the big, the little fish eat those nutrients, and they grow up, and the big fish eat the little fish, and the sharks eat the big fish, they leave the tourist alone. So I thought that was a good answer. But yeah, that wasn't good enough for her. So she said, well, no, that's not going to do it. So what do you think? So she said, I think we need to build a shark fence. I said, okay. And I'm really tap dancing in my head now. So, I said, that might be a good idea. But, a shark fence from Bay St. Louis all the way to Ocean Springs is what she was adamant about. I said, well, that may be a good idea. But, that's not in my ballgame. But you need to call Jamie Miller at the Department of Marine Resources. And I didn't give her his telephone number, but I could have. So that was the last time, I told him this was the last. I wasn't going to tell this joke today, but I could have.
Now, you've hit on a theme, and you've said it over and over and over about what you want people. And I thought it's very telling when you say you don't say Biloxi, or people don't say Biloxi, Mississippi anymore, do they?
Just Biloxi. You don't have to say Biloxi, Mississippi. It's Biloxi.
No.
So that's the truth. And it was on national television that some nationally known chef was doing something on Today Show and talking about her history. She was indicating, so, I met my husband in Biloxi, working, I guess, as a chef or something in the food service at Beau Revive. But she said just Biloxi. So and nobody blinked. Everybody knew where it was.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That's cool.
What, Cecilia?
I was just going to say, my husband and I, we've traveled in the last several months to different areas like Kentucky and stuff like that. And when they ask where we're from, we just say Biloxi, and they say, okay. We used to have to explain. They'd be like, where's Biloxi? But they don't anymore.
No,
Mayor Gillich,
where's my Biloxi Blues photo? That's what I want to know. My Biloxi Blues production.
Sorry, I'm going to get it. It's at the Biloxi Visitor Center. It's in good hands. You've made a point of saying several times now in the past 3 or 4 days, and you said it more than that, you want people to think of 3 things when they think of Biloxi. What are they as we close the show?
Safe, friendly, and beautiful.
Safe, friendly, and beautiful.
Safe, friendly, and beautiful. Biloxi, Mississippi. You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.
Bring the poster down.